Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio on February the 6th of 2012. This is Barbara speaking, and today, as every Monday at this time, we offer you inspiration and the opportunity to connect with your soul for the next 55 minutes. Today's topic is, what is love? And since we decided on this topic, a lot of love has been in the air already. We have two guests on the show today as well, that is Deborah Carter and Vicky Licorice, calling in from the UK, who are all about love this month and will talk about their new venture called The Real Raw. At The Real Raw, Deborah and Vicky's weekly radio show covers all aspects of balanced living across the genders and the age range from a real perspective. And this is just the start of their project, which I'm sure we will hear a lot more about later on in our show. This month, their topic is also love, and last week, on their radio launch, they were talking a lot about self-love. Timeless topics, really, for me personally, every month should be about love and self-love. Jan?
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Jan speaking. We are so glad you're here to join us today in this sacred space. And again, we come to you live from Northern Germany with Barbara, from Southern Oregon with me, and today with Deborah and Vicky from the UK as well. It's a real pleasure for us to be here with you. We're excited to have Deborah and Vicky join us and talk more about their new radio show and, of course, the topic of love. On their show, they share their knowledge, understanding, and stories and encourage you to share your real roar with them. It's a great show where they keep things simple, fun, light, informative, and, of course, inspiring. You know, February is that special time of year when we tend to think hearts and flowers. But today, we're going to look at some other ways we show love, okay? So, Barbara,
agreed.
Back to you.
Agreed. Totally agreed. It's Barbara again. And, yes. As I am every Monday, I'm excited again to be here on the airwaves with all of you. And phew, what a day I had talking about love. I had a lot of lovely power animals today, physically seeing them. I had to take my cat this morning to the vet. It's now 9 p.m. in the evening here, because he's doing some root chakra work right now, actually. So he couldn't pee, so I had to take him to the vet. On the way to the vet, a hawk flew right across the street, right in front of my car. That was pretty close. And I was like, right, acknowledged, I'll think about it later. Let's get me to the vet right now. So went to the vet, went back, had to go back again in the afternoon. On my way to the vet, a group of 5 deer crossed the road right in front of me. And I'm like, right, acknowledged, I'll think about it later. And then I spent quite some time waiting at the vet because my cat had a little operation so that he was able to pee again afterwards. So while I was waiting, I went for a walk, and it's really freezing cold here now. It's -8. What's it called? I can't remember what it's called in the metric system that we use. It's C4.
Centigrade.
Yes. Thank you, Jen.
That would be, you said it's -8, mm-hmm. So... 32, it would be around 15, something like that, Fahrenheit.
Right. Okay, thank you.
That's
so about
cold.
15. Yes, it is. Very cold. So I went and had a walk because I was like, okay, the sun's going to set any minute. Let me have a look. Can I catch a really nice sunset? And yes, I did. So I was walking down the road, and there was this field, and there was this horse standing there. And I was like, okay, so I'll go over and talk to the horse. Beautiful creature, really beautiful creature. Pretty and very proud and not really talking to me, you know, like, you just come in here in your bright red winter jacket and talking to me, and I don't really have to say anything to you. I'm just, you know, so pretty. So we stood there and gazed at the sunset together. It was amazing, and it was so, so beautiful. The red sun going down and the sky, the colors in the sky, it was just amazing. Love. And it's from nature, and it's at its best, really. And then I turned around. There was the moon. It was just, you know, I'm blessed. I was just standing there. I was like, yeah, okay. And then I recognized and realized how cold it was. So I quickly hurried back to the vet's practice and sat there and had a few more encounters with some pets, cute little doggies and everything else. But yes, I mean, lots of animals today. So the love from spirit showed itself really clearly to me. Through meeting all these power animals. It's just that hawk was a bit too close to my car for my liking. And yes, acknowledged, and I will think about it later. So yeah, there goes my prepared speech for introducing myself as Barbara, because this day was just I've only been home for about an hour or so now, and I'm so glad that I had the time to prepare during the day for the show tonight, because yes, I like to be prepared as well, especially when we have beautiful guests on the show, as we do have tonight with Deborah and Vicky, who are at tonight time-wise also, because they're in the UK. Yeah, that's it from me for now.
That's amazing with that hawk, especially that it came so close and is saying, pay attention here, there's a big message for you. And I know you have a special relationship with hawks too. That'll be interesting to see what comes of that. So
Yeah, I'll
hi.
think about it later.
So this is Jan. As some of you know, I work with angels, bringing you guidance for your life, in your work, and as you grow your soul. Angels aren't only the kind you think of from pictures with wings and halos. Some angels actually live in human form. I know one of them. There are spirits who act as your guides, and some angels are people or, excuse me, even animals, and perhaps people you know who've exchanged their physical body for one that's lighter and easier to maneuver, lets them get places faster. When you have a question or a concern and you can't seem to figure out the answer, or perhaps you have the answer, but you want some corroboration that you really got it, the angels, the guides, and the spirits want to share their insights with you. And that's really awesome since they have a much broader view of our lives than we do. Perhaps someone you love has shed their physical form and you want to know that they're okay, so I can connect with them and bring their messages back to you. I'm learning more and more by using my personalized oracle cards and the powerful messages that come through them. And it appears that group sessions for angel readings are starting to become part of what I do as well. It's really amazingly joyous work, and I'm grateful and privileged to work with angels. So that's it from me.
Beautiful introduction, thank you. And you were mentioning that there's one human angel you know. Are you going to tell us who that is? Or is that going to stay a secret?
Oh, well, her name is, she lives right here in Eugene, Oregon. Her name, and she'll be embarrassed when I say this on the radio, but her name is Max Fabry, like the makeup. And
Yes.
she is a transitional coach, and she is truly, I've told her this to her face, she is an angel in human form. I've never seen anyone like her. I've never met anyone like her. You look at her and you see, literally, you can see an angel standing there in front of you. So it's
That's
pretty
beautiful.
amazing. Yeah.
So there's nothing to be embarrassed about then, Max, if you're listening. You're an angel, and that's totally awesomely beautiful.
It sure is. Sure is.
So, what about the cards? Did you draw an angel card today, Jen?
I sure did. You want me to go
Okay.
first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. My card is called, I laughed when I saw it because I've got all these cards spread out all over the table here at the library. And I was doing this, okay, which card is it going to be? And two of the cards came up, but the one was so insistent. And it turns out that it's called the Prince. And it shows this prince in very colorful clothing, medieval type clothing, facing a obviously a princess who is sitting on a chair. She is all in white and very innocent and pure looking, and he is approaching her. So for me, it was just kind of a, we're talking about love today, and there are many different kinds of love, and this is one that starts out as perhaps it's romantic love, but perhaps it is, I have to look at my notes to see the other kind of love where it's a marriage of convenience. So it's convenient love that may grow into a romantic love. So looking at this shows a variety of types of love. How
That's
about
very
you?
nice. What I got when you said a prince and a princess is the male and the feminine, the male and the female being in balance, because I thought about this when I was thinking about the topic of love, and especially what's been happening around me today. Like, my male cat has a bladder problem, root chakra. My husband has a stomach bug, root chakra. And I'm like, okay, but my son is okay, and my daughter is okay, and I'm okay. So what's happening here? Using that as a mirror, really. And then you're saying prince and princess, and I'm like, yeah, okay, everything is connected. There it is again. I'm allowed to say it again. Everything is connected.
Right.
So yeah, and the card that I drew today is from the Neil Donald Walsh card deck, and it's called There Is No Right or Wrong. There's only that which serves you and that which doesn't serve you. Which makes sense as well, because often enough when it comes to the topic of love in whatever form, we do tend to put things in the good drawer and the not so good or the bad drawer or the right drawer and the wrong drawer. There is no
Right.
right or wrong. That is something as general as everything is connected, but both of it is vital. And especially when it comes to love, I think it's a good reminder, to look at it that way. There is no right and there is no wrong. All is well, which was the affirmation that we had last week, which so fits in here when we were talking about a mother's love. The affirmation is all is well. Know that all is well. And yeah, it works beautifully. I love how everything weaves together beautifully. And at this point, I'd like to invite Vicky and Deborah in, because I suspect that they might have a bit of an inspiration about cards also today.
Hello, it's Vicky.
Hi,
Hi,
Vicky.
Vicky. Hi. Yep, I have actually done a card as well today. Just going back to what you were saying about the hawk and the deer and everything there, Barbara. I mean, if you think about that with the messenger, the hawk, the essence of the hawk is messenger. Deer is gentleness, the horse is power, and you mentioned the dogs with the loyalty. And I think that pretty much sums it all up, doesn't it, when you're bringing those messages all together. So good reflection for you. So I'm very good reflection for you. And then to get the sunset and to feel the connection and to feel that going through it as well. I think pretty amazing, pretty amazing. And it all perfectly ties in with what everything was saying with the card reading that I actually got, because I use the medicine cards. And the card I got today was elk, which is stamina, which again, it ties in really well with the love theme, as obviously the most important love is the self-love. And elk's message is actually telling us about pacing ourselves so we can increase our stamina. So using the medicine, it's like you might not get to the goal first, but you'll get there without getting burnt out. So obviously taking that time for yourself makes such a difference, which obviously when it comes back to the self-love all ties in. It also says if you've taken too much on recently, it might be a really great idea to just stand back, give yourself that time and plan how to finish what you've actually started without putting yourself in hospital and having a major burnout. The elk, also the message that comes through from elk is teaching us to honor the company of our own gender. Which is really, really interesting when it comes to balancing out and mentioning the difference, you know, with the male and female aspect with Jan's reading there. But it also it's mentioning like to be with your either your sisterhood or your brotherhood, to feel the support, but that support that comes from sharing with people who have had the similar experiences, you know, and then that way you can realign your stamina of that warrior or that warrioress that's in that energy that's in us all. You know, so, and there was a little thing in there that actually I had to pick up on out of the actual reading itself or from the cards. And it actually says in there, it says, try a new sense of community. And it made me smile because I thought, well, actually, you've got the Soul Healing Circle, which is a pretty awesome community that you've got going on there, and with what we're aiming for with the Real Raw, with the chat and everything. And it actually say it breaks down community to communication in unity. Which
Oh.
I thought was pretty amazing, actually, because it sums the whole essence of everything together. It made me tingle. It's made me tingle again. So basically, you're sort of thinking to take that self-check moment, you know, how are you holding up physically to the stresses in your life, and to make sure you pace yourself so you can keep that even flow, so you can go the distance that you're planning. So, you know, it ties in with all aspects of everything in life. And a little tip, maybe high energy foods and making sure that you take time for replenishment. And obviously, the odd bit of chocolate doesn't go astray every now and again. So,
All for
yeah, it's
that.
all about that self-love, isn't it? You know, a bit of chocolate does you great. But yeah, there you go. Elk with stamina.
That's
Great.
nice. Thank you.
Fabulous.
That's beautiful.
You're
Hi,
welcome, Jan.
Deborah.
Hello. Hello. And a little tip, raw chocolate, even better, because it's actually good for you, because it's classed as a superfood and it tastes great as well. So,
Yeah.
the best
Get
of all worlds.
Deborah making chocolate.
Oh.
Real raw
Good
chocolate.
habit. Well, I'm just greedy, ladies, I have to say, because I never pick my cards. I just shuffle until they jump at me. And the same two jumped three times. So I thought, okay, you definitely want to play tonight. And it's fascinating. I love it when all of this sort of pulls together. The two that jumped, I got them from Cheryl Richardson's Self Care Cards. And the first one was boundaries. And this is all about setting boundaries and remembering to protect your precious time and energy. And for me, I think, well, that's a really, really, really big part of learning to love yourself, because, so often we think we're being loving by give to everybody else and saying yes to everything. But actually we're not, because if we do that too much, then obviously we start to tip from giving into resentment. And it can be very subtle and it can be an undercurrent, but it can definitely be there. And the other card, which very much links in with this actually, was respect yourself. And this says that you are the best judge of what's right for you. So again, I see those two things really intertwining with one another. And as a reminder that, it's great to be helpful to others, it's great to give to others, and yet it's really important to remember that we have to fill our own cup first. It's that analogy of being on the plane, that if you've got to put your own oxygen mask on before you put anybody else's on. So great reminder, I think, in those two today.
And it fits right in with this whole topic of love as well, and the various kinds of love.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So,
Yeah,
Barbara, you ready to jump right in there?
Yay! I'm already in, hopping up and down, really. It's just I try to take notes at the same time as listening, and then looking at the big picture. That's at the moment that's my main keyword: looking at the big picture, creating a big picture, manifesting a big picture. And love is such a big picture and such a big topic. So, what is love, and where do we start? So I was thinking, as we do an affirmation on each show, and Jen and me have been talking about various affirmations today. So there will be a few more than just the one that I picked today. The affirmation that came to me really is, I am love, I feel love, I see love, and I surround myself with love. And that's like, ooh,
Yeah,
for me, even
it
when
sure
I'm
is.
saying it, because it's such a huge topic, love. And then having this affirmation that just jumped at me, underneath, I put the questions, how can I be love? And how can I feel love? And how or where can I see love? And how can I surround myself with love? Because sometimes we're in a place or in a situation, that's maybe out of our good space, or we're a little bit outside of our love space. And sometimes it's difficult to see these things then, and to look with love, or to look for the love, or to feel the love. And especially then, it's so important to exactly do right that at that moment, saying, I am love, even if we don't feel it right now, but using it as a mantra or an affirmation to get back into that state. And if we don't feel love right now, using the I feel love as a mantra, because what we think we attract, and where our attention goes, our energy goes. And when we want to come back into that place of love, we can use something like I am love and I feel love. And especially if we're in surroundings where there's not much love going on, I see love. And sometimes it's really interesting what happens then when we start using a mantra like that, because this is creating and manifesting also. What happens then? Sometimes situations change dramatically towards love when we use a mantra like that. And I think I've been when I've been listening to Vicky and Deborah's show last week, it was focused on self-love, and the topic for the month on The Real Roar is love. And again, everything is connected. And they were talking about how do we tackle the topic of self-love and reminding ourselves that we are love and that we are loved and that we're beautiful and that we are in love with ourselves. And this is just a bit of a different angle, but then it isn't. It's all the same, really, to get back into that place once we stepped out of it. And yes, it happens to everybody. It happens to me, and to everybody that's listening. Hopefully you're in a space of love right now, and you can stay there for so, so long because it's such a good place to be in, and such warmth comes up then.
I was just saying, we all know we can step out of love anytime, and sometimes that challenge is to step back into love. So that's a great affirmation.
Yeah, and it's either you can either use it as one affirmation, or you can break it up into single mantras, really, and sing them or hum them, write them down, write them in the sand, write them in the snow, you know, whatever suits you best. Work with them the way, and let them go through your system. You can work with each chakra, really, and use one of them or just the one and let it go through each chakra and see what happens. Because they're all short, but you can use them together as in one sentence also. Yeah, that's my main talk, really, because I'm... Yeah?
Go ahead.
No, that's it, really.
No, I was just going to say it would make a wonderful song to dance to. I am love.
Jan, that is so funny. I'm just sat here and I'm thinking, yeah, and I can see, you know, you're saying the mantras and everything else. And, you know, we must have been thinking exactly the same thought, because I'm thinking, well, yeah, you can say your mantras and everything. But you know what? I'm like, it's songs. And I'm sat here and Barbara, you'll laugh. I'm singing All You Need Is Love in my head. And I've got the Beatles image floating around with. And it is, it's even if people don't use mantras as such, and to get the message across to people in general, you could be out somewhere and feeling really, really bad about yourself, and yeah, we all have those days. And like you said, if you're feeling that way, it's like with everything, it's the basics of law of attraction, isn't it, that mm-hmm. if you're feeling really bad, you notice everybody around you is like, why is everybody miserable? Why are they feeling bad? Well, it's only your energy reflecting, and you reflecting that back on yourself. So if you're out there, and even if it's just as simple as just keeping a smile on your face and walking around with a big smile on your face, you notice a difference. But if you're as crazy and as mad as like we all tend to be every now and again, and you're walking through the supermarket and you decide to start breaking out into song, and people look at you as if you're a bit strange, but hey, you can get a supermarket dancing if you really want to.
Supermarket flash dance.
Oh, yeah. I actually had...
Flash mob.
Yeah?
Yeah, right.
Oh, there you go.
I like the flash dance.
Yeah. Flash mob in the frozen aisle.
Yeah. Oh, no, not frozen aisles. I don't do frozen aisles. I can't tell you why neither, but I'm not... But I think, you know, it's like with it all, isn't it? And it's like where Deborah and I have said that, and we've spoke about it before, you've got to be able to go with whatever feels right for you. And whatever way that is, and it's like you were saying earlier, Jan, with the angels, it's whichever way you want to, people want to perceive what they're receiving. And it is, and if you can go out and just enjoy, and when you are feeling bad, yeah, recognize that you're feeling bad, but then, you know, accept it, question it, work mm-hmm. with it, and let it go. Let it go and just get out there.
Switch the switch, flick the switch.
Yeah. Yeah, and then go and have a giggle.
And sometimes just saying those, I am love, I feel love. And the one I chose was, I deserve love and I get it in abundance. And I find that's one that helps me when I am, like you said, out in a supermarket somewhere or a store and I'm not feeling love and I see the people around me are mirroring that back to me, to be able to say, I deserve love and I get it in abundance, which brings an immediate smile to my face, makes me stand taller, and makes me exude then love towards mm-hmm. others, and it comes back instantly. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the different kinds of love. How many kinds of love do you think there are? And I'm gonna talk about that a little bit here, because biblical scholars talk about three types of love. They talk about eros, which is known as erotic love, and it's based on strong feelings towards another. Usually occurs somewhere in the first stages of romantic relationship. You know, that gooey kind of love. And then there's and then there's philos, which is a love based on friendship between two people, a really strong friendship, and a trust and an intimacy that goes along that doesn't have anything to do with sexual relationships. And then there's the agape love, which is unconditional love. And they say it's a love that's totally selfless, where a person gives out love to another person, even if this does not benefit them in any way. So whether the love given is returned or not, the person continues to love even without self-benefit. And of course, the highest type of agape love is not human at all, but divine. It's God or the goddess's unconditional love for us. And then, I don't know how many people are familiar with C.S. Lewis. He's one of my favorites, but he's an author of many Christian and non-Christian books. He wrote the Narnia series, and he has one called The Four Loves, which explores the nature of love from a Christian perspective through thought experiments. He formulates the foundation of his topic by exploring the nature of pleasure and then divides love into four categories. The highest does not stand without the lowest, and he bases them in part on the four Greek words for love: affection, friendship, eros, and charity. And he goes on about that. I'm not going to go into depth there, but I do want to tell you that there is actually the love attitudes scale. And if you're interested in taking that, it consists of 42 questions. I'm going to be posting it later on today on Purpose Talk Radio, so you can take it. It's a some researchers were interested in the styles of love, so they created the love attitude scale. And among the most interesting and extensively used scales is one called Hendrick's love attitude scale, and it gives dates and all this other stuff. And they concentrated on three primary and three secondary love styles. So the primary styles are eros, which is romantic or passionate love. And I don't know if I'm going to pronounce these right or not, but ludus, which is game-playing and somewhat manipulative love. And then this one, I know I'm not pronouncing right. It's called storge or storge. It's S-T-O-R-G-E, and that is friendship-like love. And the secondary love styles are mania, which is dependent or possessive love, pragma, which is rational or shopping list love, which would be what I was talking about with the convenient loves of the marriages of convenience, and agape, which is a selfless love. You know, we talk a lot about unconditional love, but believe it or not, there's actually a downside to unconditional love. Ha ha, bet you didn't know that. So here's a few of the downsides. One is enabling. People who take unconditional love to the extreme may enable negative or unhealthy patterns of behavior in their partners. Enabling your partner or spouse would not be healthy for the relationship or your partner. The second one is loss of objectivity. So we notice sometimes that spouses stand up for each other regardless of how right or wrong they might be. And this might seem admirable, but it's really a loss of objectivity that is related to enabling behavior. If your unconditional love for your partner comes at the expense of equity, justice, and the greater good, it creates a loss of objectivity that might affect you in other spheres of life and create conflicts of interest. And the last one that I've noted today is taking each for granted. It's common in relationships to settle in a comfort zone over time. And the danger with this pattern is that partners might eventually take each other for granted, even to the extent of taking the love they have for granted. So again, if you want to do that love attitude scale test, I'm going to be posting it on the Purpose Talk Radio Facebook page today, and you can do that, and then maybe you'll share with us the results. So let's go ahead and do a formal introduction of Vicki and Deborah, and we've already given some of that, but I'm going to find their bio and give you their bio. The Real Roar is a weekly radio show that covers all aspects of balanced living across the genders and the age ranges from a real perspective. And between them, they have over 40 years of experience in many aspects of life, with studies ranging from psychology, counseling, hypnotherapy, to style coaching, shamanic healing, the Sedona method, personal development and coaching, and also experience of supporting people in areas of confidence, self-esteem, anxiety and depression, self-harm, and bereavement. Deborah and Vicky learned their lessons from the great university of life. Yes, life. The one thing we all have in common with every other living thing on the planet. So it makes sense to talk about all aspects of living your true, authentic life. They're going to be sharing knowledge and their understanding and stories and encouraging you to share your real roar with them. So they have phenomenal ideas they'll make available to you throughout the year. And now I'm going to introduce you to Vicky and Deborah, and they can bring some of those phenomenal ideas to you right now. Vicky, Deborah, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello again. Go on, Deb, take it away. I've done quite a bit of jabbering.
I'm still getting used to the mute button. I keep losing my track of what I'm doing with it. So it's all new to me, the technology. Wow, what to say? Where to start? I mean, the real raw, what a great idea. Even if I do say so myself, my licorice, it's something we are very, very excited about and definitely very passionate about. And I think, Vicky and I have both talked about the fact that, you know, we love to connect with people from all walks of life. And sometimes when you've been on a spiritual journey and you've been developing yourself, you can become quite, without realizing it, quite jargon-filled and sometimes struggle to then reconnect back into the wider world with, you know, regular people who perhaps haven't done the sort of things that we've done. And yet, as Vicky, you know, as we put in the bio, you know, life is something that we have in common with everybody and every living thing on the planet. And it is the nature of the human being to want to grow and develop. So how do we actually connect with people who don't know that they want to grow and develop, and yet they do? And how do we do that in a way that is actually comfortable for them as much as anything else and can potentially sort of then reach out to a wider audience? So, you know, for us, that was something that we really wanted to be able to do, which is a lot of what the real thing is all about. You know, it's about being able to connect to people from all walks of life. And I think, you know, just before Christmas, I was given the privilege of being invited along to a community awards ceremony in my home city of Birmingham. Because you may be aware, we had a few disturbances here in the UK last summer. Just a few. And my own city was affected. And me being me, I grabbed my broom. I didn't fly before anybody says anything. I got in the car and sort of went in to help out with actually cleaning the city centre up, and met some fantastic people. And it was really heartwarming that there were people travelling from, even from outside of the city. There were even people who didn't live in Birmingham, but lived in local towns, actually coming in to help with cleaning up, all through the power of social media, through Twitter, actually. And the awards that we went to in December were actually a recognition of everybody who'd been involved in those public disturbances. And I found it incredibly moving to just, you know, see all the people from different walks of life who had really made a difference, either through protecting somebody, you know, helping someone to safety, through protecting their own property, it's saving lives in some cases, or the more simple things like, you know, just cleaning up as we did. And it really got me thinking about how, you know, every single person on the planet has the potential every day to make a difference.
And just so great.
That's another aspect of love, you know? It's another aspect of love. And
sorry
that we are by nature. Say again, sorry?
Sorry to interrupt you. I just need to put that in because I saw that the other day on it was somebody's astrology tendency for the coming week. And it was talking about chaos, co-creation, and community. And that's exactly what you just described. Out of chaos started a co-creation, and then it became a community. And I'm taking myself out again. Sorry.
No, not at all. This is the thing. And as a planet, it would seem that we're moving more and more towards that. And things, you know, like yourself and Jan are doing now, things like Vicky and I are doing, so many more of these things popping up and have been increasingly, where people are wanting to connect and to create those communities. It's happening more in local areas. I see it a lot more with, I'm involved in a charity where we coach young people, teenagers, and encourage them to create projects that actually make a positive impact in their local environment. So it's just a beautiful thing, you know, that there's more and more of these things happening. And you know, for Vicky and I can't speak exactly for Vicky, but you know, from what we've talked about, I'll let you speak in a minute.
No, go on, carry on.
It's very much about enabling that, really, and supporting that whole process for anybody who wants to make some noise and actually, you know, say, I have a voice and I have a right to speak and I want to make a difference.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Exactly. Definitely.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this is why we're doing, why the whole idea and the whole concept behind it is to, as it says in the bio, is it's across the age ranges, it's across the genders. I mean, the thing is, it's, I mean, going back to the whole love theme as well within that, is if it's getting that voice out that we can say, look, here's somewhere for you to come and to share things, to ask the questions, and even in a safe space where people can come and just ask and not feel that they feel intimidated. They're somewhere safe. It's that whole community aspect of it for everybody to be involved with. So that's why we want to build this. You know, we're building up with the website, with the radio. We've got a lot of other things in the planning as well along the lines of everything of this. And to bring that involvement, you know, within it. Because we have on the website, we have our Community Raw, which is our chat room, which we are developing, which we're very, very excited about. Very excited about.
Ah, and I'm again, still very confused, you know, about. But
yeah, well, it's technology. It's this technology stuff that we're going to have to get used to. But, you know, saying about the collective energies of everybody, and what I find is so amazing to be able to get used to this technology that is a little bit different from Facebook and Twitter, that we can get that involvement going. But yes, your community is local as well, but to get that global feel and to see other people that are coming from the same space that we are, and within this energy, how it's all progressing and how quickly things are moving, mm-hmm. is it's phenomenal. It really is phenomenal. And, you know, even people that are I don't know how to word it without it sound, that are new, that are starting on their journey, that are really starting to understand the concepts of everything that's there, understanding the basics of law of attraction and everything else, that it's shifting for them so much quicker. And to be able to have it and to keep things very simple and to keep things very basic, it does us all good to remember that, whoa, slow down. Let's just go back. Let's just go back and just check ourselves. You know, we're all out there helping everybody else and everything. It's good to hence going back to the message from Elk, is to give yourself that time and that space back, but know that we've got that community feel. And Deborah, when she did that, which she didn't tell you, when she actually did the community, and there was a little surprise, and she actually met royalty.
Ooh.
And it was amazing. It was amazing. Go tell them your little
Which
story.
One?
Prince William and the lovely Kate Middleton. Yes, I did actually. I was hyper excited like a 5-year-old when I found out. Yeah, I was invited along. It was in August. September. I can't remember. It was so exciting. I was invited along to a reception in Birmingham City Centre to meet with our Lady Mayoress. And when we got there, we were kind of bundled into a room. And I thought, this all looks a bit odd. No Lady Mayoress. Everybody's here. We're on time. And they closed the doors and basically said, right, we couldn't tell you this before, but the reason you've been invited is actually to help represent the community. We're meeting royalty today, so fans are out back. We were huddled into minibuses and driven off to a secret location. And all I could think of was, thank goodness I'd actually bothered to wear a dress for a change. I'd actually made an effort for once to put a dress and heels on. rather than my sort of trademark jeans and tunic tops. And I thought, oh, why do they hurt after 3 hours standing up in a sports hall? I can tell you. But and my one stocking had broken loose as well. I kept rolling down, and it was all very stressful.
And that's the real roar, really, isn't it? I mean,
it
is. Because
it was wonderful. It was fantastic. And there were people from, there were people who had been directly impacted through their business has been, you know, in some cases completely devastated by the disturbances. There were lots of members of the local, you know, services, police and fire brigade and ambulance services. There were also the fathers. There were three young men who actually died. And that actually, sadly, was the thing that tipped it to actually stop. So the fathers were there and got to meet royalty as well. But it was just a beautiful day, actually. And again, that acknowledgement of the positive thing that came out of that was a sense of a massive sense of community and interconnection. And the three young gentlemen who died were of the Islamic faith. And a couple of days after they died, somebody had pulled together a peace day. And we had about 5,000 people from completely different faiths all gather in a local park to, wow, you know, to sort of sing and gather and connect and remember them and celebrate their lives. And you think, well, awesome. Of course, it's absolutely tragic that they died. Yet we always have to look at, well, what comes out of that that's good. And there was so much that came out of those few days that wasn't heavily publicised on the mainstream media. You know, you didn't really see a lot of that. But there was a lot of good coming out of it.
And it had a big impact on the people that were involved. And that's the real war, really. And that's why you're doing what you're doing, the two of you, because of your experiences. But Jen and me are the same. We're all the same. Everybody that's speaking up now, bringing our messages out into the world, it's basically from our experience. And as you say, something good can come out of everything and anything. And spreading the feeling of community and co-creation and the authentic life thing, the real thing. That's the real roar, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Real
so
people.
Let's hear you roar, ladies.
Oh my God. Do you know what? It's so bad. It's yeah, okay. I've actually practiced and it doesn't work. It's gone, Deb. On three. We've got a roar. One, two, three.
Roar! Oh, very good. That's very impressive.
Is that okay?
That was mine completely unpracticed.
Yeah. We'll work
Lucky
on
I didn't
it.
Swallow
we'll
my mint tea.
Very good.
So, ladies, you, Deborah and Vicky, you have a weekly talk show, and that is on every Wednesday.
It is.
Can you give us the times, please?
That starts at 1:30 UK time, which is, if I remember rightly, is 8:30 a.m. EST and, ooh, unfortunately, 5:30 a.m. PST. But obviously, we've got the link, and I'm sure there's some early risers over on the specific time zone that'll be up at that time.
There are, but I can tell you, I'm not one of them. So,
we'll look after our own heart, man. That's why it's a lunchtime show.
So you're recording your shows also, and I'm sure everybody can find you on therealroar.com, right?
That's right.
With all the replays and all the information, and find you on Facebook, and they can connect with you directly as well as Vicky Licorice and Deborah Carter. And if anyone wants to connect and has difficulties, they can ask us also, because we're going to post a replay on Purpose Talk Radio on our Facebook page. So, if there's any questions, anybody just come to us or connect directly with Vicky and Deborah. They have a Facebook page, and that is called?
The Real Roar.
Right. Simple as that.
Simple as that. Everywhere you go, The Real Roar, that's us. Just three little words with a big heart.
That's very true. Very true, hence the logo.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
So How does your show work, your radio show? Like, you have a theme of the month, and this month the theme is love. Is there subtopics, or you just go with the flow and see what comes up? Are people able to call into the show?
They are, yes. I mean, at the moment, that the rules are there are no rules at this stage.
Because we don't know what we're doing.
No.
That technology bit again.
You did well, ladies, for not knowing what you're doing. You did really well.
Yeah.
Somebody clinking their glasses here.
Sorry, that was me. I didn't move my microphone. Sorry, ladies.
So anyway, people can call into your show and talk to
you. Yeah, they can call in, Skype in. This Wednesday, we actually are interviewing a lovely lady called Kate McKenzie, who is a love coach. And she's another English lady, and she specializes in helping people with bringing more love into any area of their lives. So it can be more love into their work. Obviously, the obvious way that we, as Jan said at the beginning, we think of hearts and flowers in terms of romantic love. So with Valentine's Day coming up, looming next week, we thought that was a great opportunity to get Kate on the show. So yes, it will always be, I think generally it's going to be a bit of a similar to yourselves, you know, Vicky and I having a chat about things and having a guest on and hopefully having people calling in and actually asking questions. So that we don't know.
But we're also planning on keeping that flow going between the shows on the chat room. So if anybody's got any questions or anything that they want to ask, or if it's different time zones and what have you, the recording will be on there as well of the show, and then we can keep that chat going. So once we get into our flow and get everything going with that, although you'll be able to ask the questions, and you know, if we want things, if you want us to cover any issues, if anybody wants us to talk about anything, we're quite happy to talk about anything. And that's why, like you said, Barbara, about just going with the flow. Yes, we have got a monthly theme, but it's a loose monthly theme, you know, so we can just go with whatever crops up, because obviously if we get some question posted and somebody's it seems that that's where the direction wants to go, well, that's where we go. We just go with the flow.
That's great. Yeah, we know that one well. We also know the technology issues quite well too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gremlins and leprechauns and everything. Yeah. We have a guest also next week on the show. It's Catrice Jackson, and she is a motivational speaker, among other things, and she's all about being authentic also, and her theme is Get Naked. And I think that's pretty interesting, one day before Valentine's as well. I mean, this is cool because you ladies, Vicky and Deborah, you're on Wednesday. That's one day after Valentine's. And Jen and me are on Monday. So we're one day before Valentine's. Now we just have to find somebody who's airing on Valentine's Day, really.
Great.
To cover the whole.
And Catrice's topic next week is going to be Fall in Love With You More, Get Naked.
I love it.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting.
Well, she helps inspire women to discover their juicy spot, to own it, to celebrate it, and sprinkle it into the world. So she's it's going to be a real interesting show with her. She's a very interesting woman.
Sounds it. Really does. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and to your show as well.
Yeah, so we'll be hooked to the headphones all week next week.
Right. We will, won't we?
Right.
We will indeed. Sorry, I got the giggles for a minute there. I had to mute myself, so.
I knew you would.
Now we've been promoting Vicky and Deborah. We would like to do some self-promotion as well. So you can find us. We already said that you can find us on Facebook on facebook.com/purposetalkradio. You can find Jan on janrevel.com. That's JANREV as in Victor, ELL.com. And you can find me on barbarapatterson.info. That's BARBARAPATTERSON.info. We still have a contest going on for a musical music competition for this radio show, because we would love to have some beautiful soul music accompanying us into the show and during the show. So if we expanded our deadline to February 15th, so Vicky and Deborah, if you're in musical mode, or if you know somebody who has a piece of soul music that needs to get out into the world and is a real roar, and you're not using it for your show, send them to us. And we're going to have a prize.
Mention it. Yeah.
And there's the winner of the contest is going to get a joint coaching session with Jen and me. And the deadline, again, is February 15th. Please submit your piece of music to facebook.com/purposetalkradio.
You know, it's kind of a challenge for people to submit it there, isn't it? Can they actually post it there, or do they have to send it as an attachment in a message, or?
Good question. You're asking technology questions.
Yeah.
Contact us on Purpose Talk Radio. We'll talk about it.
And then we can tell you how to submit the piece. We have a couple of submissions. We do have a couple of submissions already, which is pretty awesome. And we're looking for some more, so we get a wide range of people who are of musical selections. And we had our first joint coaching session with somebody who had won a prize with us, and it was really awesome. It was great fun. So this is going to be a continuing thing that we're really going to enjoy doing with everybody.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So, what else do we want to talk about here? Let's just go ahead and do our ads that we didn't do before. Barbara, you want to do that real quick?
Yeah, sure. So, I'm talking about Soul Matters. That's the motto that I'm all about when I work with my clients, because it's stuff to connect you with your soul or reconnect you with your soul. So that's the coaching that I offer, which is online and offline coaching, actually. Yeah, we have the Soul Healing Circle. That's our open group on Facebook. If you haven't joined us yet, come have a look. Just type into your Facebook browser, Soul Healing Circle. And I did say my website before, so I hand over to Jen.
Okay, and I do angelic guidance sessions and oracle card readings and chakra clearing, particularly deep root chakra work and spiritual coaching. And I'm on Facebook with Angelic Guidance and also from Notes from an Angel, because I've got these angels that keep talking through me and want to make sure that people get to hear the messages that they have. You're going to be able to listen to the recording of the shows by going to facebook.com/purposetalkradio, and we'll be posting those as soon as they're available. You can also find them there for the previous recordings, the previous shows that we've done. And make sure you check out Deborah and Vicky's website at therealroar.com or their Facebook page that is also The Real Roar. What have we missed?
The affirmation. I'd like to repeat the affirmation or affirmations. The one that I suggested is, I am love, I feel love, I see love, and I surround myself with love.
And I deserve love, and I get it in abundance. And then I dance my way through the grocery store.
Yep. Singing, all you need is love.
All you need is love.
I've been singing that
all the time.
You think you're going to submit a musical selection to us?
No. See, it's that inner voice wanting to come out, even though, as I said before, it's on air now. I'm surprised that came out of my mouth, because it's been said that I have a voice that only deaf people appreciate. So it's like, there you go. First and last, because when I listen to this playback, it will definitely be the first and last.
That's funny.
Oh, dear me.
Right, I think we're going to go into the closing segment now, because we're kind of on different timings, same as you guys were last week.
No.
but then we might have more time than we think, and the listeners will be okay with us just fading out in the middle of a sentence because we've got so much to talk about, I think. So, you know, it's okay. You can listen to the recording, and it's still going to be the same. If you have any questions, just talk to us on Facebook, find us on the internet, and tune in next week again when we talk about love with Catrice Jackson, and tune in to Vicky and Deborah next week when they talk to Kate McKenzie, was it? The love coach.
Yes. That's right, yeah. Ooh. Kate McKenzie, yeah.
And remember that we're gonna put the love attitude scale on the Purpose Talk Radio page so that you can fill out that scale and find out where you are on it. Ooh. It's a pretty interesting thing, and it goes into the six different stages. It's the Hendrix one, so it goes into the six different kinds of love. So it's going to be pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I haven't taken it yet. All I've done is make it up, you know, and find it and put it into a document. Now I got to figure out how to get it into the notes on Facebook without having to redo the whole thing.
You should be able to copy and paste it in, shouldn't you?
It doesn't quite work that easily. It's not just a plain document. It's actually a table, a formatted thing, you know. So,
all right,
I'll figure it out.
Technology stuff. We seem to have a little theme going on here tonight, ladies.
Well, if necessary, we'll just have to put it on our website and put a link to it so that people can.
Yeah.
It's probably easiest. But at least there was no technical glitches and no aeroplanes.
Right.
Oh, yeah, true.
Pretty good. The aeroplanes last week. That was so ironic. That show, actually, I really loved the show. But I found when you were talking about it with the World War II and then the plane came over, I said to Barbara last week, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
So Spirit's pretty happy today, obviously. They're not interfering. They're just cheering us on, I'd say, yeah.
Probably yeah, going cool. up to them. Are they ever going to stop talking?
One day.
Not so soon.
In many years from now.
Exactly. I just love talking, and I keep repeating, I love being a radio host, and I love talking to you all guys, especially having live guests. That's really cool. Thank you guys for being here with us today, Deborah and Vicky. And
yeah,
I keep, like, yeah,
I mean, great. Thanks.
Keep on roaring really, really, really loud.
And, we need to work on that, but we will.
And yeah, if you ever need guests, we're happy to come to your show also.
If you
have guests lined up already, if there's a space available, we'd love to come, won't we, Jen?
Absolutely. Yes.
Fantastic. You might have to get up really early, Jan.
Oh, that's right. Well, I can stay up. It's easier to stay up until 5:30 than go to bed and get
this
up
is
at
true.
5:30.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll keep you awake when you're on the show.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic. Thank you very much, ladies, for having us on. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us.
I'd love to remind everybody, we're coming live to you today from Oregon and the USA. We're coming live from the UK and from Germany. So, wow, this is co-creation and community, isn't it? And there wasn't much chaos in this.
No, there wasn't. There was no chaos that brought it all together. How cool is that?
Well, it looks like we're going to get the notification. We're done with the show. So goodbye for now, and soul blessings to all of you.